Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have you all join us on another one of these Business of Digital podcast episodes. And we, as usual, are going to just jump right into it. And so this is one that that Dave's been wanting to jump into, and he loves, you know, when management is wrong. Actually, I don't know that that's true or not, but we are going to be jumping into a discussion today related to sitemaps and management, and I'm going to let Dave just go ahead and jump in and start us off.
This is, it's a weird, twisty, like, how did Dave get from what he found and read to what the heck the topic is?
Yes, I'm still trying to figure that.
Well, I know, to the point where I thought that it was just completely wrong. Like, I was like, these are the worst examples and the worst things. What the heck was I thinking? Like, I thought I screwed up my Excel or my Google Sheets, which
maybe it was just that bad.
No, it's not that bad. Because I just thought it was like me going on a rant against, you know, sitemaps and stuff. But what's interesting is it was a Reddit thread on the SEO topic, and someone asked a question about creating a sitemap for a million products. They're doing it manually, you know. And what's fun is literally every person was giving quote unquote advice. And the advice is, you're an idiot, use a CMS that has, you know, a sitemap plugin. Now, granted, this is from 2 or 3 months ago before, you know, and if you want, go back to our sitemap thing where I basically threw every CMS under the bus that doesn't create sitemaps. WordPress out of the box did not. They just launched that in the last couple weeks. But this is like 3 or 4 months old, and it wasn't that really easy, you know. And everyone's like, don't do this. This is dumb. Use an API. Change your CMS. You know, you're doing it the wrong way. Creating this manually is horrible. But no one actually asked, what is the business reason for this? Like, why are you doing it this way? What is the upside? You know, you're being told that you have to do this by management or by someone. You know, is there actually a business? And I think so often, and it's not just in SEO people and PPC, but so often people are like, when they look at why websites do things, if you want to understand why SEOs like are all bald and pull their hair out, it's because so often, and if you've never been an in-house SEO person, you have maybe not too much of an idea. If you've worked at agencies and worked with these types of clients, and it's like, well, we just spent 3 months or 6 months. And Matt, you've talked about that one example with the really large infographic type thing that you guys built for like almost a year. And then what happened? It didn't go live. Like, everyone's just say, like,
if it's not hair, it's gray hair coming in. Lots of hair.
Yeah. It's like, this is why we walk around and pace and go, what in the world? And social media people do it too. You know, you come up with product people. It's like, we've worked on this product launch for 4 months and suddenly now the company decides to pivot. Where 4 months of dev and market research and everything just goes out the window and we all just kind of go, what? And, you know, you might look at a website, and I think this might be a good example as I think through it. You look at a website, and as an in-house SEO, you've been told that the developer resources that can and are able to work on something are booked for the next 6 months. So whatever you want, if it requires a technical change, can't happen for 6 months. That team spends 4 months on that product that then gets shelved or, you know, pivoted. As an SEO, you're like, oh, I get dev resources now. No. Because we just destroyed and shelved that project and pivoting, they're now going to be working on this other project for the next 4 to 6 months again, because we really need to hurry it up. And now the resources you did have were pulling from you because we're now 4 months behind. And you're like, what? And so when I read people critiquing and going after, you know, like in this, they're like, we'll just change your CMS. Yes, that clearly was not, you know, they should have thought of that. We have a site, it's completely built and tested. We have all sorts of redundancies. It ties into our CRM, it ties into, you know, WooCommerce, it ties into Salesforce and all these other back-end systems. Yes, why don't I just replace my CMS? Great idea.
I love when people are always like throwing that out as the exam, as the
end. Well, why are you on Wix? Because it was easy. Like, I hate Wix too, but come on.
Yeah, exactly.
When, I mean, I was looking at someone's site the other day and I was like, why are they doing it this way? And I looked, they're a one person. It's a part-time gig that they've started doing just recently. They're not technical when it comes to HTML and SEO and just digital stuff. They just wanted it quick and up. They're on Wix. I was like, we could do something better in WordPress. But then I thought about, okay, what happens if I help them build it or I suggest it? Okay, in 1 month, what happens? They now have to maintain the WordPress install. They have to maintain the plugins. They have to install things. They have to babysit things. They, one, don't have time. They don't have the knowledge. So while a lot of people, and I'm included, go, oh, why are you on Squarespace? Why are you on Wix? Why are you on fill in the blank for whatever CMS, you know, does it all for you? Because it does it all for you.
Well, and something else that I've learned over the years too with all this is where, you know, it may go against everything you and I, like, we shudder at to even think of not like doing something to like optimize and get the most traffic out of. But something that's changed over the last several years, especially with like social media and a lot of the places that I know that you're referring to or talking about this, like I think of some of the restaurants or the places that I know that are pretty much at capacity with what they can handle. And so they don't necessarily care about being able to have a site that's optimized because that's not where they're getting their traffic from. They're getting their traffic from social or something else. That is just a placeholder, so to speak. That's not affecting their bottom line. So you're just actually creating more of a job for them by having them go in and having to fix something or change something or learn a new system. You know what I mean? And so that's the part of it that I've had to train myself and step back to certain things at times and realize, hey, this may not be the ideal for the old SEO in me, but I know that it's the ideal solution for this person. Does that make sense?
It does. Well, and go back to our podcast about digital marketing's a puzzle. Like, if you don't know all the pieces, like, you don't know that they're locked into. Sorry, I didn't hit mute in time. Like I worked at a place where I could not use a CMS because of security. So we had a flat site and everyone's like, well, you should be on a CMS. Yeah, we should, we could, but it's literally not legally possible internally at my company because we just can't. So we work around it. Like, oh, you should have a blog. Yeah, but I can't install WordPress. I can't do this. I can't do that. Like you, when you don't know the limitations on someone, it's hard, but that also means there's going to be times when management, and I thought that security person was wrong. They were. I had to get buy-in. I had to get approval. I had to fight and show business cases and, you know, examples of how all of our competitors were doing this and how we were getting destroyed in links and content because we couldn't do that stuff. We couldn't move quick enough. And I had to slowly build a case to get a CMS, to get a blog, to get certain things. So, you know, this one example was he was trying to build, you know, a sitemap. Someone's like, we'll get a better CMS. That doesn't help.
Yeah, doesn't help at all.
You have to be able to, and it scares me when I see people just go, oh, well, you know, get off Wix. Back to my example I just gave. That person likely doesn't have the time, resources or technical ability to keep it up. Like, not every solution, and I think goes back to the, you know, we talked about digital marketing as a puzzle. As an agency consultant in-house person, you know, Matt, like you're just talking about some of the things that you've been going through in your house. There's money, there's time, there's who can do it that's available.
Yeah,
like all of these things play into every decision. For a house, for a website, for SEO, for paid, for social, for a project.
And like, sometimes it doesn't work out to be ideal. For example, they're going to come and start demo on the day that online school starts, the day, and we're trying to figure all that out. So it's a good example, real life, of what you're talking about. Sometimes it doesn't work out ideal, but it's still going to work.
Yeah, Matt and I are both, like, they're building a house next to me. I'm trying to find a place in my house that, one, I have a strong connection, I have, you know, quiet, I have this. Like, I'm trying to balance as much to get as good of sound, but also, you know, stay connected. And I think when we think through projects, and I'm not just saying, you know, don't blurt out that, you know, Wix is bad or, you know, people are doing something stupid or wrong. I think often, and as I keep going down this rabbit hole, I'm like, what the heck is the topic for this one? It's not when management's wrong, but like so many things that we have to do as SEOs and just digital marketers and, you know, people revolve around so many different things. So I think whenever you're looking at a problem, ask more questions. So the one thing that jumped out at me was that no one asked why they needed to get those things. You know, like I said, what were the business cases? What was the reason behind it? What were they trying to accomplish? Why were they doing it? You know, a lot of times I hear, and people might come after me, but I don't care about site speed. Like I do, but I don't.
Uh-huh.
I know. And I see people argue about that, that that's a horrible thing. But I'm like, how big is the site you work on? How many visitors a day do you come? What's your dev team look like? Like, are you an e-commerce lead gen or are you a small local business that has, you know, 50 people or 100 people a day or maybe 100 people a month? Like, the amount of time to clean up a 10-page WordPress site and make it faster versus one that if you can improve this one product page by half a second, that impacts a million pages because you have a million SKUs. Completely different, like, wow. ROI.
Totally.
So there's business reasons, and I think a lot of people always jump down on, you know, why things. And I think as an SEO or just a digital marketer, we need to be asking more questions. It's like, well, why do you use that solution? Well, because, you know, it was grandfathered in because of this and this and this. Okay. Well, why have you looked at other ones? Yes. And here's why we can't. It needs to work with this legacy system. It needs to do this and this. I think asking management, asking coworkers, asking, you know, people that are asking questions online, I think we should do more of. And maybe that's what this is should be about. It's like just asking more questions about getting stuff done. But for me, I think it's just, it goes back to I don't think a lot of people ask questions. We just assume that they don't know what they're doing. And I've seen some people in Twitter and other places go, oh no, I've worked on that team before, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, I once worked on an account where we waited nine, or it wasn't actually my account, it was someone else. They waited 9 months to get page titles changed. Nine months.
Yeah.
They had been sitting there waiting 9+ months to get page titles and meta descriptions implemented because it was a technical issue. Another time I've talked about it before, sitemap, we waited almost a year to get a proper sitemap made. And it was a technical issue. And like every sprint, we would come up and we would start asking the question, is this in the package? Is this going live? Why not? And we would always get something like, oh, we had it, we tested it, it's still not working. Okay, well, next sprint, right? Yeah, sure. 3 months later, we finally get it. Like sprints are every 3 weeks or so. Come on. But yeah, it's like, ask the questions, but there's just so much going on for companies and internally resources and stuff. I think it's hard to just judge. Maybe yeah, that's what this is about. Quit judging people's online.
Well, that's quit judging websites. We just don't, yeah, we don't know like all the factors. We don't know everything that's going into it. So I think that's a really good point. And so, but I do think it's also good to point out that, you know, that you do need to have some pushback if someone's coming at you with a solution that's just like change a big CMS, for example, or change this or that. Like it's not always going to work out that way. So I think you're right. This could be more of a I don't know. I'm with you, like trying
a Dave rant.
Yeah, we exactly call it the Dave rant. but yeah. So anyway, final thoughts.
Ask questions. When people ask for help online, ask them questions. So often I see people just go, I need, and it's a beer example. I want, what kind of brewery should I go to? Or what kind of restaurant should I go to? Do you like taco, Mexican, Italian? Like, so often people just ask questions and people just throw out answers and don't actually ask questions to try to narrow it down. So maybe that's the lesson. If you ask a question, give more insight and data. And if you're trying to answer, ask more questions before you answer.
Here's something else too. There's probably a great deal of people out there that just like don't care with certain stuff. Like, for example, you're going to laugh at this. Like, I was trying to get some pages updated for a friend of mine, and he's just busy in business. And, you know, I was like, okay, well, he forgot all his passwords to everything. So I finally got the host to give us access to cPanel, where we went in and figured out what, you know, WordPress passwords and stuff were. And so it's like, a lot of times they're too busy in their own trenches to care about these kind of trenches that are important to us that we know they need to be doing, because eventually when they're not getting phone calls and they're not busy, they're going to wonder what's going on. So there's so many factors, Dave, and I think you hit the nail on the head. So
that's all I got. I know we got to go.
All righty. Well, you guys, make sure that you've given us a 5-star review on iTunes if you have a chance, opportunity. Go look at our page. You'll see all the places where we're listed. For Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Sulzel with Avalanche Media. Thanks, guys. Bye.